بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر أصحابه أجمعين. فسبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. وبعد. To our Muslim brothers in faith, sisters in Iman, if there's any, we welcome you once again in this series of Shortcut to Jannah. Today, we, inshallah, will take Hadith 13 as we took 11, 12 on Monday. So today, Wednesday, inshallah, we will take the next Hadith, the Hadith of Abi Hamzata Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه لا يؤمن حديث مسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. On the authority of Abi Hamza, Anas ibn Malik, Khadim Rasulillah, the servant of Prophet ﷺ, this Anas, he said, I served Prophet ﷺ for a decade under his service, giving him service. And you know, Sahaba of Rasulillah, alayhimu min Allahi Ridwan, they used to serve Prophet ﷺ out of love that they had for him, salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, faqih al-sahabati ridwanullahi alayhim, was known to be the one who is responsible or who was responsible of Prophet ﷺ's siwak. And also his sandals, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his pillow. So when Prophet enters masjid or exits, whenever Prophet ﷺ engages with Muslims and he removes, you know, as he is entering the masjid, his sandals, what happens is that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to carry them and put under his armpit, radiyallahu anhu wa arda. And he also used to climb on the top of Al-Araq to get some mishwak for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, to use as his siwak. Once it was said, when he, radiyallahu anhu wa arda, climbed on the top, they said to him, what's wrong? They said, you know, look at the shin of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. You know, it's kind of, you know, thin. The shin is thin. You know, then Prophet ﷺ said that shin, if you drop it on the mizan and you drop the whole entire mountain of Uhud on another, you know, that shin will overpower that. And on the day of Qiyamah, this shin will overweigh the scale. Subhanallah, ikhwan. So here the issue is not how big, how fat, how strong, how knowledgeable, how intelligent. No, it's all about Iman. See, he was said to be skinny, radiallahu anhu arda. So the point I'm trying to make is that the amount of service that they gave to Prophet ﷺ, one of them was this companion Anas. That's why Imam Sharafuddin al-Nawawi rahimahullah, when he mentioned in this book, in Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah, he said, "An Abi Hamzata Anas ibn Malikin Khadim Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Just like the way he described the grandson of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan, by saying, "Raihanatihi," and the beloved one, to Prophet. Because as I said on Monday, two of them were the grandsons of Prophet Hassan and Hussein, and there are many more other than those two. But the best of the best out of the grandsons are those two, and Hassan better than Hussein, and all of them upon good. And I mentioned then why, but here, what we're saying is that he described Hassan, he said, وَرَيْحَانَتِهِ. And here he's describing Abi Hamzata Anas ibn Malik as Khadim Rasulullah, the servant of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he narrated this hadith of Muslim. He said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. One of you will not attain the highest level of Iman until he or she loves for his brother or for his sister that which he loves for himself or she loves for herself. Imam Hassan, and whenever they say Hassan and they are quiet, they refer to Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anhu. Just like we mentioned on Monday, Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anhu arda, he said, when a person is deprived of Allah's care and love, he will talk a lot and without action to follow what he says. So you're going to talk more than he, what? More than he acts. So Hassan radiallahu anhu arda, he used to give sadaqah from the dearest to his soul. They ask him why. He said, because Allah said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You know, you will never attain the highest level of birr. What is al-birr? Al-birru ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu rabbu al-ibadi wa yardah. Birr is any act of worship that the Lord of mankind loves, regardless whether it's verbal or action that comes from you. That is called birr. So Allah said, you will never attain the level of birr until you love, until you what? Donate, or you give in charity that which you yourself love. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. So back to the hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. One of you will never attain the highest level of Iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. هي الإيمان بمعنى لا يرتقي العبد إلى أرقى مراتب الإيمان حتى يحب لأخي. هذا معنى الحديث. One of you will never attain the highest level. It doesn't mean you are not a believer. You may be a believer, but for you to reach the highest level of Iman, you have to get into your concept that المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان. Al-mu'min and mu'min. Mu'min and another mu'min, they're just like a single building. If portion of it collapse, the rest will collapse undoubtedly. But if all stand still, the entire will stand still. Here is the 16th president of America, you know, talking about Abraham Lincoln. He said, the house divided against itself cannot stand. The house divided against itself cannot what? Cannot stand. Now you have a house, he just used a building as, you know, to set up his metaphor and analogy. Otherwise you cannot divide the house against itself. This build, this brick, you cannot, you know, set this brick against this one. But what he meant is that people that supposed to be together and walk for one single goal and have one single aim, if they fight against one another, they cannot build. That's what he meant. But he used the building. So Prophet had said it way before Lincoln was born. You know, mu'min in another mu'min is just like one single what? Body. And in Sunan, just like that of Nasa'i and Tirmidhi, Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mu'minuna yadun wahid. Awul-muslimuna yadun wahid. Muslims or mu'min supposed to be like one single body. One hand. You see? One single what? Hand. تَتَكَافَأُ دِمَاؤُهُمْ وَيَسْعَى بِذِمَّتِهِمْ أَدْنَاهُمْ. Meaning, in terms of their blood, they are all equal. in respect to Muslims' blood, you cannot go and say, no, he the king of, you know, Morocco, he the king of Saudi, he the king of wherever, wherever, he the president. So since he the king, he the prince, he the this, his blood is above the poorest Muslim. No, Prophet said that poorest Muslim, his blood is just like the Muslim who possesses 18 trillion. They're the same. King and subject, both of them are the same in respect of their blood. In respect of their bloods, they are all the same. So here Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Muslimuna tatakafa'u dima'un wa yas'a bi dhimmatihim adnahu wa hum yadun ala man siwahu. Meaning, if the lowest ranked Muslim was to take an oath or give, if he was to give a word to somebody, all Muslims supposed to honor his word and respect what he said. Let's say one of us went and said something to a group of non-Muslims that you will be at peace. We have nothing against you. You know, all Muslims supposed to respect the amount of verbal, you know, agreement that he gave or written agreement. Even he's the lowest. So back to the hadith of Imam, he said, Al-Muslim la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Until, if you want to reach the highest level of iman, the highest rank of iman, you have to love for your brother in Islam, and the sister must love for her sister in faith exact thing that she or he loves for himself. So that means if you love to have Ferrari or Bentley, you understand what I mean? You know, you have to love Bentley for your brother. You don't love Bentley for yourself and say, I hope Allah give you Nissan Sentra 1992. It doesn't matter. No, it's, that's not love. You know, يُحِبَّ لِأَخِي مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِي. If you love Nissan 92 for yourself, then okay. But if you love Ferrari, Bentley, and you love Porsche for yourself, then love the same. You want Range Rover? You see, or you want Land Rover, or whatever the Rover is that is rolling, you love the same for your brother. I'm just giving you an analogy. You see, so whatever you love for yourself, make sure you love for your brother likewise and ditto. So, Ikhwan, this is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu wa ardaah in Sahih. Now, Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, in his explanation in Muslim, you know, he explains Sahih Muslim. In his explanation, he said, Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي, until he loves for his brother. Now, who is the brother that the hadith is referring to? A Muslim brother? Your brother in faith or your brother in humanity? Which one? Imam al-Nawawi said, this brotherhood is humanity brotherhood. So that Paul, Jackie, Nikki, Lady, Matthew, Ezekiel, Mickey Minaj, or whoever the person might be, the amount of love that you have for yourself to remain in Islam, you have to have the same care and also love that those non-Muslims will turn into Muslims. You have to have that. So now, if that is the case, Imam al-Nawawi is saying, if that's the case, maybe I mentioned something funny, he kept on laughing. Did I say something funny? Sorry if I did. Maybe I said something, maybe my mind is not there. Apologize if something funny. You see, so the point here is, Ikhwan, see, I get lost. Kunta wali. Humanity, the hadith talking about humanity. I have a bit of a you see, no, I said something after that. So that's why you're laughing, right? Okay, I take it back.
You see, Imam al-Nawawi, he mentioned, Prophet said, لا حتى يحب لأخيه, until he loves for his brother. And we know we have two types of brotherhood. The brotherhood that deals with faith, and brotherhood that deals with humankind at large. Because though he is a Christian, though he is a Jew, though she is, you know, Jew, or she is a Christian, or she, whatever the case might be, they are our brothers in what? In humanity, because we are all the sons of Adam. For we are all the sons of Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam. Kullukum li Adam wa Adam min turab. So now, which one is he talking about, humanity or faith-wise? Imam al-Nawawi said he's talking about humanity. So the same amount of love, you know, like Prophet said in Sahih again, that wa an yakraha an ya'uda ilayhi ba'da in anqadhahu Allah. Just like you will hate to return back to kufr, the amount of love that you have to have for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this deen, and you hate to return back to kufr, because once you are a Muslim and you in Islam, that means this is the best ni'mah ever. The best amount of ni'mah that an individual could be simply and utterly ni'matized with by Allah is to be a Muslim. So now when you are a Muslim, that's the best ni'mah. So you have to also wish that this non-Muslim who says a lot of things, maligning, casting aspersion on Islam, undermining, blaspheming the deen, you love and hope that this man, this non-Muslim, one day become a Muslim. So if you love for yourself Islam, you have to love Islam and wish others to be also what? Muslims. So killing them, Allahu Akbar, you know, let's kill them kafirs. You know, let's kill them kuffars. You know, so that, you know, everybody will remain Muslims. Our Prophet died, we still have some non-Muslims. So you want to tell, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. This is what Allah said. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wished, He would have made everybody a believer. Everybody would have been a believer. Will you now force people to, you know, take Islam, whether they like it or not, and impel them to it? You force them? That's not the case. You see, so the point here is, ikhwan, when Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the day he went to Ta'if, when they caused him to bleed, and he was returning back, وَعَرَضَ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى ابْنِ عَبْدِ يَلِيلِ, and he went and sought support from Ibn Abd Yalil, and he rejected him. So Prophet was by himself on earth on that day only. When Malak al-Akhshabain came with Jibreel al-Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, and asked him with a single move, if you just turn to this mountain and give me the go-ahead and authority to lift up the mountain and drop on those who cause you to bleed, in less than a 9 second, they will all be dead and their demise will be in front of you. Did he say, go man, them kafirs, man, you know, they caused me to bleed and I'm Nabiullah, you know, drop it on them by tomorrow, Fajr, you know, they're all in Barzakh. Did he say that? He said, la. بل أرجو أن يخرج الله من أصلابهم من يعبدوه لا يشرك به شيئا. سبحان الله, شوف الكلام. No, leave them. If they deny, if they defy and repudiate my message today, I hope and pray that their offspring and some of their children or grandchildren will become Muslims after them. سبحان الله. وقد كان. فخرج من أبي جهل عكرمة وخرج من المغيرة الوليد وهكذا. You see, so Ikrimah came from who? Abu Jahl. And from Al-As came who? Amr. And from Mughira came who? Walid. Now can you count the amount of support that those three gave to Islam? Countless. So, ikhwan, when you see the non-Muslim, you think, you know, some wrong, or this non-Muslim has said some
The solution is not to go and kill, because if Prophet ﷺ was alive, that's not how he would have done it. So we can never love Islam. Can we love Islam better than Prophet? I know some Muslims, you know, they think, you know, we even love Sunnah more than Prophet. You know, we have some Muslims, you know, that's their thinking. Some of them don't say it, but that's how it is. You know, we even love people to follow Sunnah than Prophet loves people to follow Sunnah. We do have them. I don't know what type of reasoning is that. You know, so that's why some of them say, نَكْذِبُ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلَا نَكْذِبُ عَلَيْهِ. We lie for Prophet, but we will never lie, you know, against him. Ilkalam. And I'm talking about even some scholars of hadith, just like in Tadrib al-Rawi. In the book of Tadrib al-Rawi, Imam mentioned, when they were asked, like Imam Abu Hamza, he said, some of them were asked why. He said, we lying for Prophet. We're not lying against him. We're lying so people can get on his. That's how Paul did it. In the book of Acts, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, after those, you know, he was asking, you know, why you lie against Jesus? He said, because I want people to be Christian. So if I have lied, and as a result of my lies, a lot of people embrace Christianity, why are you then blaming me? So that's the type of mentality. So, Ikhwan, whenever a Muslim, you know, does something that you think is extraordinary, that you think is beyond bearing, that you think you cannot bear it anymore, you have to sit there and think, if Prophet was alive, how he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would have dealt with that? And we have, here are the ones, like from those, when they mutilated some of his disciples and killed them and chopped them into pieces, when they ask him, make dua on those, and then he turned himself to mihrab, they say, waylul li those. You know, we're onto the tribe of those. Now they're done. Prophet is about to make dua against them. He said, Allahumma hdi dawsan wa'ti bihim. Guide those and bring them to me. And they came to him as Muslims. So, Ikhwan, let's get the point straight. You know, if you see a non-Muslim in the street, and maybe non-Muslim somewhere had done some wrong, don't carry that hatred on that non-Muslim in the bus station. You know, in subway, in the airport, that's being like, the mind is not working. Why will you go kill them in the airport? And they're innocent. If you know the one who dealt with you, that's something else. But those innocent in the street, those innocent in the airport, those innocent in the bus station, those innocent in the subway, those innocent in the school, those innocent, they didn't do anything. But if you have one who had done some wrong, that shouldn't be on everybody. Just like this guy that I talked to you about, that black guy, that crazy, you know, even a baby, is even smarter than that guy. That guy was out of his mind. The one who hid the Muslim sister from, you know, her back. Why? Simply because she has hijab on. And she just collapsed. That's being crazy. Why? Because she put hijab on, and so now they're the Muslims. You know, so the point here is, back to the hadith, you will never attain the highest level of iman until you love for your brother. Who is? The whole humanity, even including non-Muslims. And the more a person hates Islam so much, the best thing you can do for that person is to invite him to Islam. If that person embraces Islam, you're going to see he will even do the job that probably you cannot do, because the same amount of hatred will turn into amount of love. The stronger the love, the stronger the hate when it's switched. You see? That's how it is. That's why you even see those non-Muslims who were born non-Muslims, when they embrace Islam, they even call people to Islam more than those who were born in it. A person who is born in Islam, he may think like it's kind of corny being in the street giving da'wah, being in this classroom giving da'wah, traveling, you know, standing with, you know, if, but a person who just embraced Islam, he knew yesterday he was a jahil. Yesterday he was in darkness, so he will go in the subway, in the school, here and there, and even give da'wah. He may come and sit in front of you,
you just pick up a word or two, he will spread it out. But to you, it's kind of like, I can't do it. So, ikhwan, the young boys who are getting it twisted, bombing, blasting here and there, that's not the solution. That's not the way Prophet ﷺ carried. If you love Islam, the more you love Islam, the more you wish for people to be what? Muslims. So will killing them will allow them to be Muslims? Barbaric way of moving, based on sentimentality, on a of individual reasoning. I'm not talking about scripture, because scripture will never teach us that barbaric move. It's just some individuals thinking. But the scripture is together time. Nothing the scripture will, you know, command. Quran will never command us to do something crazy. Even some people may think that's the case, that's because they did not read it. But if they want to know what is in it, you will never know how, you know, the fries taste from McDonald's until you taste it. You see? So taste the, you know, the fries, get yourself and see how it is so that you can feel it. So if that's the case, you make sure you taste some of the Quran, open the Quran and read it. And I'm saying this not only to non-Muslims, even Muslims, because most of us, you know, we're not even talking about regular Muslims. We're talking about Muslims who had committed that book to memory. They only visit the book in Sha'ban and just wipe the dust. Why? Because Ramadan is about to enter, so they need to lead people in Taraweeh. So let them get some ayat back. So they go in the shelf and wipe the Quran and get the dust off and then start, you know, yanking and chanting the book. And he said, why? Because they're going to stand in front of people in Ramadan like bulbul. That's not what the scripture was revealed. That's not the purpose of it. Read it, understand it, apply it, get the benefit of it. So that's what how Imam Muslim, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah explained it. But there's another hadith in Sunan al-Nasa'i radiyallahu anhu wa ardah that clearly stated the type of brotherhood that Prophet meant. In Sunan al-Nasa'i, Prophet ﷺ, the hadith came this way: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه المسلم ما يحب لنفسه. ففصل الحديث ما أجمل في تلكم. So this hadith made it clear that the one that Prophet ﷺ is talking about, لأخيك المسلم, your Muslim brother. That's the one Prophet ﷺ is talking about. So you want the highest level of Iman? That's why Imam Allamatul Zaman, Shaykhul Islam fi Asrina Hada, that's according to me, not according to somebody. Talking about Al-Allama ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentioned that this by itself, this hadith is an indication that Iman yazidu wa yanqus. You know, we have some sect and some group that believe that Iman is stagnant. The Iman, once you have Iman, it never rises, it never decreases, it never increases. It's just, but the appropriate manhaj and methodology is that of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it says Imanu yazid wa yanqus. Iman increases and decreases. Yazidu bi ta'ati wa yanqusu tawran bil ma'asiyah. Just like the Imam mentioned, wa yanqusu tawran bil ma'asi wa taratan, you know, wa yanqusu tawran bil ma'asi. The more you plunge yourself into disobedience, the Iman will decrease. The more you worship Allah, the Iman rises. So here, ikhwan, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Let's say the hadith so that we can close. La yu'minu ahadukum, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Very concise hadith من جوامع الكلم, you know. أعطيت جوامع الكلم كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. I've been blessed with جوامع الكلم. وجوامع الكلم are the concise
statement with the profound meaning that actually you can put in volumes. But the Prophet concisely put it in very limited words. So this is one of them. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. And the hadith before it, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. And the hadith that we also took, who remembers that one? وَلِيَّ عَهْدِنَا. أيوة اللي الكلام بقى. دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. That's the hadith that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, and سبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حسن رضي الله عنه heard it from him. And then the hadith من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه from أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر. And tonight's hadith from Abi Hamzata Malik or Anas ibn Malikin, Khadim Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Thank you very much for your patience and thank you very much for being with us. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we see you with another shortcut to Jannah on Monday. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.